At 5.5 miles, he began calling Robert the Fox at the compound, hoping somebody was monitoring the mine radio. The schoolmaster answered. Johnny was surprised, for there were several classified as non-combatants. The parson, the old women, the historian, and the schoolmaster. Johnny shortly heard a relieved Robert the Fox.
"The girls are safe,"
said Johnny. There was a pause at the other end as Robert the Fox apparently passed the word along. When the mic opened next from that end, Johnny heard some cheering in the background. The news was evidently popular.
"We're holding out here,"
said Robert the Fox.
"I have to talk to you about something when you get here, but not on this open line."
Dancer skirted a clump of trees. It was getting pretty dark.
"Those apes can't talk English."
"No matter. Still can't talk about it. When will you be here?"
"About 15 minutes.
"Coming through the ravine to the north. There's a lot of heavy return fire near the compound."
"Right. Are the planes okay?"
"We pulled them back to better cover in the ravine. We don't have pilots."
"I know. Listen now. Have somebody put the following items in one plane. Warm clothing, a robe, mittens for me. Something to eat, some plain, non-radioactive limpet mines, an assault rifle, an air mask with plenty of air bottles. I'll be flying at 150,000 feet.
There was a silence at the other end, and Johnny prompted.
"Got that?"
"Yes, it will be done."
He certainly didn't sound very eager.
"Send out a couple of mine cars,"
said Johnny. He gave the locations.
"Better send a man or two to help bring in Turl."
"Turl?"
"It's the naked truth. Get that plane ready. I'll be taking off just as soon as I arrive."
A silence. Then...
"Will do."
He went off the air. About 5 minutes later, a mine car passed him, going north in the twilight. It was the parson, one of the old women, and a Scot with his arm in a sling. The parson raised his hand in a benediction. No, it was a salute. They were off to get Thor and the girls and Turl. A great length of hoist chain was flying out behind the mine car. Johnny glanced back. The old woman was carrying a blast rifle. The sound of the fire exchange was getting loud. The spray of the fire system was shooting 200 feet in the air. Under it winked the blue-green of blast rifles. The stuttering orange flashes of assault weapons were plainer in the floodlights that were on all over the compound. Johnny sped Dancer down into the opening of the ravine and pulled to a halt beside the two remaining planes. Streaks of blast rifle shots laced the sky above their heads. The horse was blowing heavily, covered with lather, but not foundered. "One thing at a time," Johnny told himself. "You can catch the drone."